show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. And ours is better. Na, 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 na. Okay, so freetalklive.com. At least that's what I think. You know, I just... We've got a darn good set. I had a program director compliment me on it today, and complimented me on my on our tenacity to keep at it in the talk radio game. He didn't want to add the show, but you know, we're making impressions out there, Mark.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
So, 1-800-259-9231. Got a money related story here in a few moments, but first, Toby, you told me just briefly that there was something called the National Loyalty Day. I've never heard of it. Apparently, it's today. What is this all about?
Well, it's a brand new holiday, just created last month, signed into law by President Bush. Apparently, we don't have enough holidays out there that is basically the state worshiping itself. So we need another, and that day is now May 1st. This from the whitehouse.gov, straight from their mouths. America was founded by patriots who risked their lives to bring freedom to our nation. Today, our citizens are grateful for our founding fathers and confident in the principles that lead us forward. On Loyalty Day, we celebrate the blessings of freedom and remember our responsibility to continue the legacy of liberty. Now, see what I...
That sounds nice.
It sounds very nice. And the way this letter, the letter put on the White House website, it's written very nice. But what it really gets into, and I don't want to go through the entire thing because it's more just... nice sounding things, but what it really gets to is down at the bottom where he says, "Now therefore, I, George W. Bush, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim May 1st, 2007 as Loyalty Day. I call upon the people of the United States to participate in this national observance to display their flag of the United States on Loyalty Day as a symbol of pride of our nation."
Hmm.
Now, this is the thing. What is pride of our nation exactly, and what does the flag exactly represent? And in the wake of what we've seen this current administration doing in the name of liberty and in the name of what our founding fathers supposedly wanted this country to be, it just doesn't ring true that I want that to be represented by myself, at least. And it's not what I see liberty as.
Well, I don't know. Pride in the nation is kind of a strange thing. Like, for instance, if you like the Boston Red Sox, you're proud of them. They're your team, the one you like.
As though you have anything to do with it.
Right. You wouldn't go out and root against them when they played the Yankees, would you?
No, I don't think so. I'm not a huge sports fan. I just
so how do you feel about how do you feel about the United States military fighting in Iraq?
It's deplorable that they do it in my name, to be perfectly honest.
I know, it's kind of a strange thing. I like the United States of America. I mean, you know, I feel a lot of good feelings when I think about flags and the Star-Spangled Banner and all that good stuff, but I don't support the administration, and I think that this might be a trick, as it were, to get us to stop thinking about the crap that we're doing and think about just how much we love the nation.
It says here also, I just pulled this from you, Toby. It says all citizens can express their loyalty to the United States, not only by flying the flag, as George Bush suggested, but also by participating in our democracy and learning more about our country's grand story of courage and simple dream of dignity. So you write a lot more just sort of flowery sounding language, and there's a whole paragraph of it that we've skipped here, but isn't there already a Flag Day?
Yeah, that's what I thought of when I first read this article. I mean, we already have holidays to support our veterans. We already have a Flag Day.
Already an Independence Day. I mean, if you want to talk about celebrating the blessings of freedom and remembering responsibility to continue the so-called legacy of liberty, isn't legacy sort of a term that's used for the past? It's very subtle. I don't know if they meant to be this subtle with this, but when you're talking about a legacy, you don't I don't know if you're necessarily referring to right now. Legacy is from the past generation,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
that's what I mean.
There certainly, I mean, they're being honest. There was a legacy of liberty in America, but it doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
it's being destroyed on a weekly basis by these politicians.
What I found interesting when I found this article, I ran across it with a couple of other articles that were talking about detainees not getting heard by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says they don't want to listen to them and all this stuff. And it's right in the midst of these stories that just show how the United States is no longer on the path of liberty and no longer portraying what freedom is supposed to mean. But yeah, this is embedded in it saying, yes, we do just wave our flags and that means liberty. But that's not actually how I feel about it.
Well, who could claim that the U.S. government is loyal to the Constitution at this point?
I don't think too many people could.
The Democrats or the Republicans, no one could make the claim that they are loyal to the Constitution. Of course, it's what they're supposed to be, because the Constitution is supposed to be the set of rules that runs the government, but they've completely gotten away from that. So if the government refuses to be loyal to the Constitution, why on earth would anyone else who considers themselves a liberty-loving American that has some level of respect for the constitutional system that was originally set up, why would any of those Americans want to remain loyal to this government? This is really kind of like, it's really like Nationalist Day, isn't it?
That's how I see it, and that's what I really don't like about all this flag waving, is that's the reason we go to war, is people flag waving for their nation. My nation's the best, no, my nation's the best, and we're all just individuals. We're just all just people being represented by these people who say, no, since we have stars and stripes on our banner, we're the better team.
What, we talked, I think it was last week, about the ten steps to a fascist America. And the article was put forth, the author suggested that all 10 steps have been taken at this point. Obviously, some are, you know, we're further down the road on some of them than others. But all of them have been taken. And they brought up some historical examples of how these things have also happened in other fascist regimes in history. And I just wonder, what sort of holidays did Hitler create, you know, before things started getting really bad? Were there, you know, some nationalist holidays that weren't in existence that he brought about to sort of gather everybody together with that same nationalistic fervor that they love to promote amongst the population? Were there similar things being done back then?
Well, you certainly see pictures of in Nazi Germany with the flags waving and that kind of thing. I don't think we're that far along as Nazi Germany was at its worst, but I do see some fascist tendencies in our government.
Yeah, looking back at just continuing down the line of things that are waving the flag and stuff, we ask school children to go up every day before class and pledge their allegiance to a flag. But
in many cases, they aren't asked. They're told. Yeah. But I see where you're coming from.
But what are they actually doing, pledging allegiance to a piece of fabric? Supposedly it has our ideals of freedom and liberty, but does it really?
Yeah, I think that the mystique of the flag sort of has that. I mean, the popular aura about the flag has that, but realistically the flag seems to be a representation of the concept of the United States, and that is 50 states joined together in this union, mm-hmm, or whatever the purposes were of doing that. And I think that at this point, that's not something that I want to ally myself with, because I don't agree with what the United States government does.
Well, I think that the flag represents different things to different people. You know, for me, it's the great heritage that this nation has, and I hope it returns to soon, and I'm going to work hard to do that. Other people, it's other things. Some people think it means, going around the world and creating peace and democracy for everybody. Some people think that it means, I don't know, keep the Mexicans out.
And speaking of Mexicans, we've got stories. I've got a story about the immigration protests that were going on across America today. That coming up in a little while as well. But I'm just still looking at the language of this press release. Loyalty Day. Now, you compare homeland, this new, you know, homeland term, to the old term from the 1940s or 30s of fatherland over in Germany. Do they want you to, I mean, is this the idea you're loyal to the homeland, wave the flag to show how loyal you are to the United States government? It's just kind of spooky. It's really kind of scary to me, and I'd like to know how you feel about this. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free SACL CAI line. 1-800-259-9231. Nationalism, not good for freedom and liberty. I think they're a bit at odds. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 1st, 2007, gold spot, $674.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $696.15, $350.11 for half, and $175.06 for quarter ounce coins. That's $696.15, $350.11, and $175.06. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the PEC at 8.net. Toll-free line, or it was, now it's the Sickle CA Ice toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Know it first by getting on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. And you need to know the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is happening June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours, or on your own. So get registered today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Well, since we're talking about flag waving, in the event that today has been pronounced, apparently by the White House, that today has been pronounced so-called Loyalty Day. They already have a Flag Day. They already have Independence Day. They already have Memorial Days. Now there needs to be apparently a Loyalty Day where Americans get all, you know, teary-eyed about how great their nation is, and as a result, they are asked by the government to fly the American flag in front of their residences and places of business to show that they're loyal to America. It's kind of a spooky concept. Obviously, at this point, there's no punishment for not being loyal to America, but you know, it's sort of got that us versus them feel. Like, what's that? You don't have an American flag flying from your house? Well, you're just not loyal to the homeland now, are you?
Now, I would agree with you that that nationalism can be destructive. I would agree with you in that respect. And I would also agree
it's
that the
mindless and disgusting, in my opinion.
Fine. I would also agree that you know, the pledge to the flag has some you know, ugly roots to it, that it was created by a national.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about the pledge.
We haven't. No,
the flag's separate from the pledge, but the pledge
is Loyalty Day, and the flag's all wrapped up into this.
Right.
But, and you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, it was created by a national socialist.
I'm surprised they didn't ask in the press release for people to pledge their allegiance, to re-pledge, to show their loyalty.
I would agree that there's some problems with this, but I would think that even more than atheism, being iconoclastic towards the American flag is destructive towards whatever ends you might have. But there's, you know, you can probably...
Am I being iconoclastic towards the American flag as much as I am just sort of attacking Loyalty Day?
It's close.
Does one have
the same zip code?
Well, if one does not wave the American flag, does that make one disloyal to the concepts of freedom and liberty? Perhaps you're disloyal from, you know, the nation. Perhaps you're disloyal from being a part of the U.S. government and supporting of that tyrannical U.S. government. But does that make one disloyal of the concepts of freedom?
I don't think it makes them disloyal concepts of freedom.
Well, I think that's why I'm talking about this. Well, I understand a lot of people are going to think that, but that's okay. That's their business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we still need to address these concepts and address the very apparently subtle differences between loyalty to freedom, which is what I have. I'm loyal to the concepts of liberty and the principles that are behind what it takes to get there. But I'm not and never will be loyal to a nation state. And there's a huge difference between those two aspects.
Mm-hmm. I guess the main problem I have with it is because if I wave the flag around and hang it up in front of my house, I feel like that's my tacit support for what the federal government is doing, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. Other people see our flag, and it doesn't represent loyalty and freedom. It represents their family and family members and friends being killed. And so to me, I guess I have a problem with it because it shows that I'm supporting something that I see as tyranny in a way.
Or at the very least, their government that they don't want in power being held in place by our government because we want to preserve this, the United States wants to preserve the status quo.
You know, there are just problems in general utilizing symbols in the public view. If you're, as we've talked about many times on this show, if you're waving the Southern Confederate flag, most people are going to see that and they're not going to think, oh, there's someone who supports states' rights. Sorry, that's just not what people are going to think. When someone waves that Southern Confederate flag, I would say I think it's safe to presume most people that see that are going to think, oh, so you support slavery, huh? You know, that's sort of the attitude. There's no real way to communicate with symbolism. I mean, some people understand it, some people don't. The ones that don't get it could be, you know, made very angry by the fact that they don't get it. Similar here, you know, here you are waving the American flag. To you, it stands for, liberty and freedom and the values of America and apple pie and all the things that you think it stands for. To me, it stands for, you know, nationalist, ignorant nationalism, worship of the nation state, and to somebody else, they might think something else about it. So, you know, I'm not saying don't do it. Do whatever makes you feel good. But understand that whenever you're utilizing a symbol like a flag, some people just aren't going to get it. And
I agree with that.
So, once again, I just find this whole nationalist, I just don't like nationalism, I don't like the worship of the state, and I don't like anything that promotes that concept. Especially, sort of, I just feel like nationalism is sort of mindless in a way. It doesn't, it disconnects people from the actions of the state. It encourages
completely.
Them to
but
ignore
the flowery language in this press release released by the White House all over the place. All it does is dribble with stuff about how great and this country was and the principles it was founded and throws around freedom and liberty, but then doesn't actually produce that in its policy. So,
right.
I mean, if you look at this press release, it looks great. Let's have a loyalty day to support what this nation is all about. But does the American flag really represent that?
It's like the people that come back at you. If you're talking about something like this, and we get the theoretical phone call from the guy that's, if you don't like it here, you can get out. Well, no. See, you misunderstand. I love America, and I love what America stands for, theoretically, and that is liberty and freedom, the ability to live one's life as one wants to, as long as you aren't harming someone else in the process. The ability to be free in your life. That's what America, to me, is all about. And I think most people would agree with that. Just because I'm not flying the flag and waving that in your face, and because I don't have a worship for the state, a worship for the government, because I understand that there's a difference between the government and what it stands for, which is violence and coercion and freedom and liberty, doesn't mean that I'm not in favor of America, and it certainly doesn't mean that I want to go anywhere. I want to stay right here and fight for freedom, because darn it, it's worth fighting for.
And it's my country.
Well, okay, I guess, as much as it is anyone else's.
Mm-hmm. And, to me, those concepts are important.
I agree. Now then, it's easy for us to say it's our country, but what about the immigrants? Apparently, there were a number of protests across America today. We'll give you the story on that, why there were protests, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Are you a nationalist? If so, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe someone out there could, I don't know, defend the concept of nationalism, because to me, it's indefensible and mindless. Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there waiting for you, and the dial-up version as well. You enjoy those. They're on us at freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. nevergetbusted.com.
Awesome. Barry Cooper's on board with the show now.
Yes, he has. Got confirmation today.
Very cool. Good to know. All right. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Matt in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Toby, and Mark. How are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was listening to the podcast of like 3 days ago about the Atlanta case where the cops just barged in, killed the old lady with a gun, and then left the marijuana. And then the cops at the end of the segment is what really got me, got my, like, my ire up, as they call it. And he was talking about, well, you know, that's just 1%, not even 1% of cops are bad. And I'm like, ask a black person if they know any bad cop stories. Because not only do I have several bad cop stories where I've had my car towed when they didn't have a reason to tow it, they said they couldn't find the registration. I called the DMV up. They go, no, it's fine. Just like, take my car away and search it. I've been searched myself for no reason. And even the Justice Department themselves put out a report 2 days ago saying that blacks are twice as likely to be searched as whites. Now, the only way you believe that is not racial profiling is if you believe blacks are twice as likely to commit crimes as whites.
Not so.
Exactly. So, I mean, he can say what he wants to. I'm just here to enforce the laws. Yeah, but let's finish that sentence. I'm here to enforce the laws on certain people. You know, let's not paint all these cops. And I know some cops. And some cops, I'm not going to say they're all bad. I'm not going to say that either. But ask a black person. Ask a Mexican person. how the cops are enforcing their laws in their community. It's a lot different.
Absolutely. So I mean, just asking, I mean, not only blacks and Hispanics, but just poor, I think poor people in general. Yes, certainly minorities are targeted heavier, but poor people are also more likely to be targeted than rich people as well, and that's another factor.
Exactly. And it's funny you had that ad coming out of the last segment. It's because, I'm not going to lie, I do smoke marijuana. And the best drug dealers in my neighborhood are Asians. You know why? Because they never get pulled over in my neighborhood. So they can move around, and commute, and the cops never bother them. If I tried to sell drugs, I'd be busted the first day. Since I walked in my house. You know?
Yeah, so, you're probably right.
Well, thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What do you say to that?
What are you going to say?
I wish he'd called in on Saturday night. Man, that would have been great, putting him up against the cop that had called in to claim that, oh, it's only 1%. Oh, just a few bad apples out there that are corrupt. And I said, I just don't believe it. From the former law enforcement officers I have spoken to personally, who have essentially told me that corruption is widespread throughout the ranks in the police departments, from those stories, from Leo's, to the stories of the people on the street, to the stories of the people who were the victims of law enforcement corruption, it's just unending. Just the stream of corruption never stops. And regardless of whether it's 1%, or if it's 10%, or if it's, I don't know, 50%. I don't really know. There's no way to really figure it out. Regardless of what the percentage is, we do know that the war on drugs is the factor. That's the real issue. Okay, yeah, you know what, if we saw Matt on the line, he'd probably point out that even if the war on drugs were ended tomorrow, there would still be redneck cops out there, and they'd still have an eye out for black people, and they'd probably still figure out something to arrest them for. But darn it, it'd probably be a little bit more difficult without the war on drugs, don't you think? I mean, if there's no war on drugs around, then it's a little bit more, I don't know, it's a little bit harder to plant evidence and that sort
of thing. I mean, it's not easy to frame somebody up for a murder. It's pretty easy to frame them up for possession of marijuana, especially if you happen to have marijuana in your pocket and you plant it on them.
Yeah, all you have to do is, I mean, look at arrest rates since we started this war. Arrests, people in the prison, the prison population has doubled since 1985. And if you look at that, it's all drug-related crimes, so.
It's true. I know Julia she went to the police department here in Keene, New Hampshire, just out of curiosity to acquire the records, the arrest records for the month of March, just to see, you know, what percentage of the arrests in this given area are drug-related, are nonviolent arrests, and roughly about a third, roughly about 33%, not all drugs, I mean nonviolent crimes, about a third of them were nonviolent. And so just legalizing a lot of so-called nonviolent crime would go a long way to restoring, first of all, respect to the world of policing, and secondly, allowing those cops to focus on the real criminals.
I think that most cops would like to spend time going after the people that do violent, terrible things to their fellow man.
I hope you're right about that. You know, it's hard to get some of them to cop to it. It's hard to get some of them to point that out, because usually they'll just say, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just enforcing the law. It's my job to enforce the law, and that's what I do.
Well, I think they would have a difficult time, having a job as a police officer if they didn't enforce the drug laws.
Now, you said about a third of all the arrests here were for drug-related causes.
No, we're for nonviolent issues.
For nonviolent issues? Okay, well, it should be also looked at that a lot of the violent crimes and burglaries and such are happening because of the war on drugs. I know.
Ooh, good point.
I know for a fact there's this one set of kids in Keene, they call themselves a gang, but they're all hopped up on drugs, and they're addicted to drugs, and they go around robbing cars, jumping kids, all so that they can pay these inflated prices. If it was the same pack for some heroin as a pack of cigarettes, we wouldn't see as many burglaries and violent crimes against people's property.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And as I recall, there were a number of thefts. I mean, one of the heaviest categories was thefts. On the arrest, so that would probably go down dramatically. 800-259-9231. So one of the other groups that Matt had pointed out the police were targeting were Hispanics. And apparently it's not just the police that are targeting Hispanics, as we'll find out. The Ku Klux Klan is apparently making a comeback in America, according to ABC News. But first, the story about the protests across the country today from the AP. Demonstrators demanding a path to citizenship for an estimated 12 million illegal immigrants hope that nationwide marches on Tuesday will spur Congress to act before the looming presidential primaries take over the political landscape. Marches, meetings, and voter registration drives are planned from California to New York a year after a million flexed their economic muscle in a nationwide boycott during last year's May 1st activities.
So did we decide that was a successful boycott that they...
From a year ago?
Yeah.
Did we decide it? I don't know.
I mean, I participated in one.
There were a lot of people in the streets, and they got attention, as far as I'm concerned. If you get attention for your protest, it's a success.
Okay.
They're saying that this year's turnout probably going to be a little bit lower, but organized say immigrants feel a sense of urgency to keep immigration reform from getting pushed to the back burner by the 2008 presidential elections. So one of the organizers said, if we don't act, then both the Democratic and Republican parties can go back to their comfort zones and do nothing. They won't have the courage to resolve a major situation for millions of people. Now, I understand where these folks are coming from, in that they want to be legitimate, they want to have some sort of a path to citizenship, as they call it.
Well, you know, but what they currently have is, you know, they really don't have much choice between Mexico and here, and being an illegal here. They see their lives as, you know, I'm starving to death in Mexico, you know, my life stinks there, I can go to America and I can make at least a better living working under the table. Then they get here and they get hired by some company for $3 an hour or something like that, and then they're an indentured servant of that company. They can't do anything to get away, because if they say, well, I'm going to leave ABC Fruit Company and go to XYZ Fruit Company, and, you know, unless I get a raise because XYZ's offering me $3.15 an hour, well, then ABC's going to say, well, you're going back to Mexico, son. We're going to call ICE on you.
I understand where they're coming from. It's just sad hearing people say, we want to fill out government paperwork. I mean, they're so backed up at the immigration departments, and there's fees and there's paperwork, and it's hell. You don't really want that, but it's better than, I guess, being a slave. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the SACL CAI toll-free line at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like the site? You like the show? Well, then you should help support us on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Head over there and get details on the program. It's very simple. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is, if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, you want more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty, then just pony up $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and you can do it easily via credit card, PayPal, or other options at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah, you get some perks, too, like access to the Amplifier-only call-in line, the Amplifier-only forums and chat rooms, and all the details there for you. amp.freetalklive.com. So there were a number of immigration-related protests today, and hours before the march, according to the AP, was set to begin in Chicago, dozens of demonstrators began arriving carrying cards, signs, and placards, including one that read, quote, "We may not have it all together, but together we can have it all," unquote. City organizers had to scramble to get the word out after police on Monday moved the site of the downtown rally from wherever to wherever. The original place was expected to be too small. In southwest Detroit, hundreds of people wore red and white and carried American flags to a rally. Quote, "Most of the undocumented people come here as a necessity of survival," said Rosendo Delgado of Latinos United, one of the groups organizing the march. He said, "For them, it's the only choice." Democratic Party Chair Howard Dean was scheduled to speak in Miami when there's some more people who were supposed to be there. In New York, groups planned an American Family Tree rally where immigrants would pin paper leaves on a large painting of a tree to symbolize the separation of families because of strict immigration laws. The event's a response to a White House immigration reform proposal, according to one of the spokespeople. That plan would grant illegal immigrants a three-year work visa for $3,500, but also require them to return home to apply for U.S. residency and pay a $10,000 fine. So this is one of the concepts that's on the table. This is what you get when you turn to government to legalize immigration. And really,
they just want a bunch of money by the looks of it.
That's what it is. They want money, and then there was this really disturbing story that I think that you brought in a couple months ago, Mark, about what was essentially a plan for slavery in America. This guest worker program turned out to be basically government-endorsed slavery, which is really spooky to me. But it's really all
about
the cash.
You would have to work for the company that sponsored you to bring you in, and if you stopped working for them, you had to go.
Exactly. And So here you go, $10,000 fine since you're here now. You want to stay here, pay a $10,000 fine, $3,500 for a three-year work visa. You know, I don't know about you guys, but $10,000, that's a lot of money
for me. It's
definitely
a pretty chunk of change.
Yeah, right? It's got to be a lot for people that are, you know, working to support a family. I mean, they came over here to get money.
Right. I mean, people working to support a family is one thing, but people coming from Mexico
right.
working to support a family, or other impoverished countries around the world working to support a family, you don't have that kind of money. You don't have $3,500 up front. These guys can't even scrape together $1,500 to pay to a coyote to get them across the border. And I'm pulling that number out. I thought the number was higher, but according to at least one immigrant on Penn and Teller's BS, which happened to be about immigration from last week, mm-hmm. excellent show, highly recommended, but they actually had some illegal immigrants that they were interviewing about, you know, why they came here, how they got here, that sort of thing. One guy said he paid a coyote $1,500 to come over here. Some of these guys can't
That makes more sense to me, because it would just seem like a lot of people could get you across the border.
Yeah, a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to come here, but how is that going to be good for the economy of the United States? Well, if each immigrant is being bled out for $1,300, or rather $13,000 in this case, how's that going to help the economy? Because that money's going to the hands of government. It's not going into the landlord's hands who's providing them with rent. It's not going into the grocery store's hands who's providing them with food services. It's not going into any privateer's hands. It's going into the hands of the government in order to be pissed away on whatever political agenda the bureaucrats might have.
Well, I would agree with that, that it's not really going to anything great, but giving, you know, the government getting money from other people in other countries isn't terrible for our economy, because the government pays out that money either in the form of buying crap that's overpriced from mm-hmm. companies, or paying bureaucrats who work for it, and then those bureaucrats go out and buy stuff at normal prices, and that sort of speeds up the economy. I mean, that's what the government does with its money.
Yeah, well, I think this is actually going to slow down the economy, because one of the biggest arguments against illegal immigrants is that they use up too much welfare and too much health care. Well, now they're really going to have to go on welfare if you're charging them almost $15,000 to stay here for
right.
3 years.
That's how a are down they payment on a house.
Exactly. How are they going to be able to pay rent? I guess I have to turn to the government. After all, I did give them my blood money.
It's not a good thing.
Two large demonstrations are planned in Los Angeles County, home to an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants. Some groups in the area have called for an economic boycott and hope for a repeat of last year, when thousands of immigrants and students stayed away from work and school in a sign of solidarity. Other groups have rejected the boycott, arguing it puts immigrants' livelihoods at risk and deprives children of valuable classroom time.
You know, when you think about all the good reasons that immigrants should be here, you know, those don't really sway the people that are anti-illegal immigrant. But
you mean those protests?
No, the people out there in radio land that might be anti-illegal immigrant. It doesn't, you know, all
like
the
they're good
reasons,
for the economy. And
right,
all
they are good for the economy. Right. A, you know, everybody wants to have a good economy, right? They want to listen to the radio and hear good news about the economy.
And they're better for the economy if they can keep their $13,000.
I would agree with that. Okay. Debbie made a good point there. But we've had small, slow, and sporadic, not sporadic necessarily, it's sort of spread out growth in our economy. Not every economic indicator is saying we're growing and we're doing well. Some
Ooh,
are saying,
a story about that.
Some are
yeah.
saying we're not doing so well, and others are saying we are doing well.
A lot of the ones that are saying that we're doing well are coming from the government.
Well, that's where they come from generally.
Yeah.
But even with those, most of the numbers are relatively small. And I would say that you could put the economic growth that we've seen in this country over the last few years squarely on the backs of the illegal immigrants. You can say,
fair factor.
If it wasn't for them, then the economy would either be stagnant or shrinking.
Perhaps. Certainly with the load of taxation and the size of government that is being imposed on business owners. I mean, yeah, the illegal immigrants certainly going to be a huge factor, but also the relative freedom that we have to do business in America is also a factor as well.
The birth rate in the United States is going down, meaning the working class is getting older and retiring, leaving less of a new class to fill its place, since mm-hmm. people aren't having as many kids. And in economies like this, it's happening over in Europe and other parts of the world, if you don't have immigrants, the economy can't do well.
It certainly is a boon to the economy. And if we shut them out entirely, if this police state is...
how are we going to do that? That's really the question. How are you going to keep out illegal immigrants?
You could do it. You could do it by completing the totalitarian police state to where the illegal immigrants would say to themselves, you know what? It really isn't so bad here in Mexico.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go to the land of the free and be subject to, no-knock ICE raids on houses. And
it's going to break your family apart. That's going to result in you being thrown into an American prison with no chance of getting out. I mean, or in a gulag, which some people want to build.
Get caught by random road stops.
Right. But it's going to take a while to get to that point, and I certainly don't want it to get to that point. That's scary. I don't want to live in a police state. I want immigrants to come here, and I want them to make a better life for themselves. And I get so sick and tired of hearing the scare tactics. I woke up to the morning radio show here in Keene, New Hampshire this morning, and there's this loudmouth jackball on Boston radio named Howie Carr. He's just one of the worst talk hosts I've ever heard, personally. But he and the other guy were talking about... there's these immigrants, and they're getting into car accidents, and they're murdering people. And, you know, they highlight the incidences of immigrants coming here and doing bad things with the intention of painting all immigrants with the same broad brush.
Well, poor people seem to be more likely to commit crimes than rich people, or at least violent crimes that are the sort that you get thrown in jail for. Rich people have a tendency to get away with their embezzlements and that kind of thing. You know, the Enron stuff, only, a couple guys went to jail for that. So, you know, when you bring poor people in, especially, you know, very poor people like these immigrants are, then some of them are going to commit crimes. You know, that's just the way that goes.
They're really easy to go after, too, because they don't have the money for a legal defense.
Mm.
That's true. It's just the idea of just, you know, this painting of them with this broad brush that suggests that all immigrants are this way. That, the fact that we have immigration to this country is meaning that people are dying in DUI accidents and people are getting murdered. That's not fair. I mean, that's as intellectually honest as suggesting that, you know, all black people are bad because some black people get caught committing crimes. It's the same sort of mentality. It's just being directed against immigrants now. And it's despicable. And in fact, you've pointed out before, Mark, that a lot of this really goes back to bigotry. A lot of it goes back to racism. And in fact, the Ku Klux Klan is apparently making a comeback in the United States. And guess who they're targeting? Hour 2 is coming up.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People.